change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Dr. Charles Redd. Dr. Charles, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to see you and good to be a part of the show today.
Absolutely. I have some notes here, some brief notes, but I'm just going to ask you my general starting question. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about what you want to talk about, and that's about...
And that's about nonprofits?
That's right. That's right.
So what's your history in the nonprofit sector?
Well, you know, I've been in business for over 30 years. I happen to work for a great company in corporate America, but also I founded a ministry called Go Tell It Evangelistic Outreach Ministries back in the 90s. And that has been my nonprofit organization. And we go about doing a lot of great things in coaching and mentoring and speaking and all of those great things to bring people together and to challenge folks to grow their brand and to be better citizens in the land that we live in.
How do you do that? Is there a secret sauce, or how do you help nonprofits do that?
Well, one thing about it, what I do is I really go about passionately helping people uncover their value. And everyone on this earth has something of value. And not only that, we have the opportunity to share what we've been given as a God-given gift. Many of us have something that we can contribute to mankind. And so one of the very things that I'm very much passionate about is helping people uncover their passion and their purpose. And so in doing that, what that allows is for me to help business leaders, community people in the church, folks in corporate America to really uncover what it is that they do well. And I think that that is the key in business. When you've uncovered the very gift that you have and that you give it the play, that you give it the attention, that you give it the time, that will open up additional doors for you. And what that will do is allow you to dream out loud and to do other things. But we've got to start with the best that we can give. And that is something that we all have. And we must uncover that and we must give it the time.
Helping people discover their passions is the name of the game, or at least uncover them. Mm-hmm. Is there a quantified way to do this, or is it more along the lines of therapy? Like, therapy is not easily quantifiable. There's a known way to conduct therapy, but we don't really know how therapy works. So how do you do it? Is it?
Well, how do you uncover that is a few ways. One, what do you find that runs along your family line? You know, in that DNA, there's something that is a pattern that continues from generation to generation. Two, what do your friends and family see in you that perhaps you don't see in your own mirror? They'll tell you about things that you do well, things that you do better than other people. They'll tell you that. And then another question that I ask a lot of people, you know, when I talk about, you know, what it is that you're passionate about. And I would say to them, let's just suppose that every profession, every job in the world was all paid at the same rate. I'm going to use $10 an hour. You know, we know that's not much, but let's just suppose that everything is at 10 bucks. Which one would you choose? There lies a clue as to what your strength and what your passion could be in terms of getting yourself along that line of growing your career and growing your business. You know, there's a lot of good things that we could do, but it's when we uncover the right things. And the right thing is what you have in you, because something about passion. Passion is going to get you up in the morning. Passion is going to have that notebook pad alongside of you where you're taking notes. You get an aha moment. You're going to go after it. You won't be looking at your clock. You won't be looking at the days of the week. You'll be into your business and into your passion, and you will do it better than others because you have the desire, you have the energy, you have the impact, which is going to be far reaching because people are going to seek you out because you have become an expert in that which you do.
So you're saying passion drives business. I was going to ask, what if I discovered that I'm very passionate about a thing, but I don't know how to run a business? You're saying that being passionate means I'm going to take the time to run a business.
You're going to learn. You're going to learn your gift. You're going to learn what it is that you do well. And when you understand that, you're going to be able to ask powerful questions to those that are in the business that you are pursuing. You're going to be able to learn and live and become wiser, because there's a difference between learn and live and live and learn. And so we can avoid a lot of mistakes when we learn and live. And so anybody and everybody that has done what we're trying to do, we want to ask them questions so that we can learn and live and so that we can grow. And when you have done that, you will be able to identify your strength and your weaknesses, because we cannot in ourselves do it alone. So then we're able to match up, like putting a puzzle together. We'll be able to bring other minds and like-minded people together so that we can all learn together and give back to each other and grow one another. And that way we're going to be that much more successful and impactful.
Dr. Charles, it sounds like you're a community builder, not just a passion discoverer. Is that a fair description?
I would say so, because, you know, Mickey, it's all about realizing that there are people that are smarter than us. There are people that we can learn from. And when we're able to get in front of folks and be transparent and ask questions and be vulnerable to the extent that we want to learn and not just go about trying to show how much we know, but to gather information and then to spread the wealth. And when we're able to do that, we're going to make others better around us. And as a result, we're going to be better. And that's really the key.
How did you discover that this was your passion? I mean, it's more than just touching people. You're helping folks do some deep digging. It's a soul searching experience. Did you just wake up one morning and decide that you had a gift and that's what you were going to do?
Well, when we talked about living and learning and learning and living, you know, I've got the bumps and bruises in life of the ups and downs and mistakes and the woulda, couldas, and shouldas. And I think the reality of it is that we learn through our experiences. One of my mentors, John Maxwell, he talks about in one of his books, failing forward. And so when we fail, sometimes that can paralyze us and we can give up and throw in the towel, so to speak. But when we're failing forward, we learn and we grow from the experience and we keep moving to the destination, to the goals that we've set. So I encourage everyone never to give up on your dreams, but to learn from the mistakes, because anybody and everybody that's ever done anything significant has failed. And in the failing, we see something that is a common trait. They never give up. They learn and they live and they continue to grow. So we're going to stay focused on the goal, and we're going to continue to push our way to make it to that place that we have dreamed of getting there. And we'll get there.
I like that. I mean, I've often said, don't be afraid to fail. Go ahead and set yourself up to learn something. And doing that does not, I mean, a failure is not a failure unless you let it really kill your spirit, unless you let it, you know, kill your passion. That to me is the failure.
That's right.
But if you've learned from it, and if you have some data that you can take away from that interaction or from that experience and make the next attempt better, then that's simply called learning. That's not failing.
Absolutely. And I always tell folks, you know, surround yourself with people who are doers. You know, that's where the key, that's where the energy is going to come from. If you're sitting around folks that are just giving up and they're just always complaining or they have a down attitude, that's not going to help you. But when you are with people who have like-minded aspirations and who are doers, then you can do that much more together, because you're learning from one another. And the, as the saying goes, iron sharpens iron.
That's right. I can't help but think that it's a little bit like dating. Dating is a process of taking your lessons learned and you make the next experience better. And you surround yourself with people who are on a similar page as you in terms of the way you want to date and the kinds of things you're looking for in a date. And eventually, you know, you've made enough mistakes and gotten enough bruises that you meet someone who fits. It doesn't hurt anymore. So all those experiences that led up to that moment were worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we cannot become what we need by remaining what we are. That's the key.
I may have to use that line, Dr. Charles.
Okay.
So in terms of the nonprofit world, you know, we're talking about a bunch of very passionate people that take their passions and put them within a business construct that helps them make the world a better place. And the actual business of running a nonprofit is not easy, right? It's very difficult in some ways to get enough funding to move a mission forward, to get enough other passionate people to join us to move forward. What advice would you have specifically for people in the nonprofit world who, by and large, know where their passions are, but maybe experiencing trouble meeting their mission goals?
You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I can't take a trip from Atlanta to Los Angeles in 2 days. It's going to take some planning and some dreaming out loud. But at the beginning of it, whatever you have, do it with a spirit of excellence. Do it well. I often give the example of that favorite restaurant. And when you go to a restaurant, you're looking for great food. You're looking for great service. And as a result of that, you tell others about it. You said, you've got to check out that restaurant. They have great food and great service. Well, whatever you and I have as business entrepreneurs in the nonprofit, whatever I do, let it be done in a way that people are saying, let me stop by there, because your reputation and your name and your work ethic and all that you do will go for you. It'll go before you, and it will clear the way, and people will come to check out your restaurant because they heard about the great service and the great food. And so that's where I say it begins. Be the very best that you can. Always give the very best front that you can. And then you'll see that the publicity from those you serve will go forward. Now, on the flip side of that, Mickey, is that if you offer bad service, bad food, then one person is going to tell at least 10 other people not to go there, not to check that place out. So the key is take what you have, make the best of it, bring out the best presentation, go forward with it, and you'll see that you'll be able to do even more than you could think or imagine.
I told nonprofits something similar, but I add a little extra to it when I say, don't be afraid to start small.
That's it.
You know, if we borrow your restaurant metaphor, I would say, you know, you don't have to develop the entire menu right now, but just do one thing and do that thing really well and then grow off of that.
Absolutely. Someone said this, and I'm quoting from Dwayne Johnson. He said, success isn't overnight. It's when every day you get a little better than the day before. It all adds up. That's the key.
That is brilliant. Thank you. We're almost out of time, Dr. Charles. You mentioned the book called Failing Forward. Are there any other books that come to mind that you would recommend that listeners check out in their journey?
Well, absolutely. My book. I wrote a book a year ago called Don't Stop Now. What are you talking about, Dr. Charles? No matter where you're at on life's journey, never, ever give up on your hopes and your dream. It's a book about my personal journey, as well as leadership, teamwork. As you've heard the saying goes, teamwork makes the dream work. And you realize that in leadership, that it's no longer being the king of the hill and holding up your arms in victory. It's all about bringing people along with you so you all can have the success and celebrate together. So check out the book. You can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Don't Stop Now. It's a key book that certainly will make a life change in you. It certainly has for me along the journey.
Thank you, sir. If a listener wanted to be in touch with you or learn more about you and what you do, how would you suggest they get in contact with you?
I would say you go to my website, www.drcharlesred.com. That's drcharlesred.com. Check it out. You can reach me on LinkedIn as well, and you can just message me. I'll be sure to get back with you. I do coaching. I do mentoring. I do a lot of things here, but I'm here to help you. And if anything I can do, it's to help you get unstuck and get moving towards your destiny.
Fantastic. And that's Dr. Charles Red with 2 D's, right?
That's right.
Dr. Charles, this has been a really good episode. I hope we can visit again sometime in the future and do another one.
I would love to. Call on me anytime. I'll be there.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.